Thank you very much.
Well, over the last few years, as most of you know, I've been exploring Mahamudra and pure awareness meditation. And it was on the basis of what I'd learned there that I undertook my long retreat in Teepee Valley. And more recently, I've been wondering how to bring that way of seeing things into dialogue with more mainstream FWBO teachings. And one thing that I've been trying in that area is a comparative study of Satipatthana, you know, the Satipatthana Sutta, with a text called the Mahamudra Pranidhana. Pranidhana meaning, should be a familiar word, meaning a vow or a prayer. So that's the prayer of Mahamudra. And in some ways, you could hardly get a bigger contrast. The Satipatthana, as you know, it's very, very analytical text. Essentially, it's a list to memorize of what you need to be aware of in order to gain enlightenment, and the manner in which you do that. So, you know, you need to be aware of your body, breathing, your body posture, your body activity, your body's anatomy. It's very, very detailed. Aware of the four physical elements, and to contemplate the impermanence of all that in relation to a decomposing body, if you remember from your reading of the sutta. And you need to be aware of each feeling, how pleasant or painful it is, how worldly or unworldly that feeling is. And you need to be aware of your mind state. Is this ordinary greed, hatred, and delusion? Or is it less ordinary? Is my mind concentrated, become great somehow, or even liberated? So all these considerations come into the practice of Satipatthana, or mindfulness, or awareness. And finally, you need to be aware of the objects of your mind's attention, moment by moment, and check them against various Dharma categories. So you ask, you know, is this mental object one of the five hindrances, or the five skandhas? Or if it's a sense experience, you know, like part of this experience is a sense experience, will it give rise to one of the ten fetters, or to one of the awakening factors, the bodhyangas? Or how does it relate to the Four Noble Truths? That's a bit of a survey of the Satipatthana Sutta categories. But it also goes into the manner in which you should be aware of body, feeling, mind, and mind objects. You need to be aware with a really fiery diligence. It's called atapi. You need to be fully present, right on the ball in the present moment. You need to have sati. And you should clearly know exactly what's happening in each moment. You need to have sampajanya. And to be able to do all that, finally, you have to be quite unpressured by desires and discontentment. All that comes together. And the Satipatthana text, I think, is something we all know to some extent. It's basic Dharma. It's also the essential Buddhist practice. Mindfulness is the core practice without which there can be no progress on the Buddhist path. And we also know it's not very easy to do it. Or at least, I think many of us don't find it so. I sometimes even get an impression that people feel rather guilty sometimes about their inability to practice mindfulness. And then I sometimes wonder whether, if there's something about the Satipatthana's form of instruction, or at least in the way we habitually interpret that instruction, that is a little discouraging. And that's partly why I was interested in this text, the Mahamudra Pranidhana, because its language is so very different. Even though it also tells you what you need to be aware of, and it also tells you in what manner you need to be aware. It's just amazing that it contains exactly the same instruction, but it's couched in language that's highly inspirational. Each verse is a prayer. May I always meet and never stray from the unerring Dharma, the twofold reality, the ground of experience, that is the heart-mind, free from ego positioning, that is clarity and emptiness, both at once. May I gain certainty in this, and may the Dharmakaya, which is the heart of all experience whatsoever, be revealed by this great Vajra Yoga. That's the kind of flavour of the text. I've just sort of cobbled it together a bit. That's the flavour of it. Long ago, I was in conversation with Bante and some other people, and we were talking about this thing of how difficult it is to practice mindfulness, that perennial topic. And I had a moment of inspiration. I said, you know, it's because we don't actually want to do it. You have to want to do it. You have to want to be mindful. And Bante thought this was a good point. And I've been working on it ever since, right? And with various degrees of success. But what struck me about the Mahamudra Pranidhana verses is that they're all about wanting. A prayer is a wish. It's very much from the heart. You know, oh, you know, may I always meet the Dharma face to face. It's like that all the way through. May I always realize that my immediate experience is none other than the Dharmakaya. My working ground, my point of practice is always this. So may I realize what that means in all its amazing significance all the time. May this be the case. May I gain certainty in this truth. It's what I really, really want. I never wanted anything else, but I keep forgetting. So may I never forget this again, etc., etc. And I find this kind of pranidhana very, very inspiring.